So for those who are new to the sport or just hearing about chicken and pickle for the first time, what would you want those people to know?
Yeah, I would say like just take a chance. Take a chance on the game. Take a chance on us. One of my favorite aspects about being around chicken and pickle is getting to witness somebody experience our property for the first time. It's really fun to just watch their reaction when they walk on property and their eyes light up, they start smiling, say, oh, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Because you know, it's a tough place to explain, you know, right. you just kind of have to go there. And so, you know, you just see them, they're enjoying themselves and they get all excited and it kind of takes them back to like, you know, whatever stage of life they are, but it takes them back to this like innocent kid freedom. Like you go out there and you just have fun. All your worries go away.
What's going on? My name is Tyson McGuffin. Welcome to the McGuffin Show. I have someone special with me here today. I've known this gentleman for about 2 years now. He worked for Chicken and Pickle. Played some professional soccer, and Matt Beisler, how are we doing, my man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. Let's do this.
Hey, good looking shirt you got there, man. I'll tell you what. God, yeah. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Where'd you get yours?
Team CMP all the way, baby. You better believe it.
CMP family is what
I like it. Yeah. So cool. So Matt, if you don't mind, just tell us your story. Tell us where you're from, how you grew up, your professional career playing soccer, and then where you're at now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, my name is Matt Beisler. I grew up in Kansas City, which is the headquarters of Chicken and Pickle. Grew up playing all different kinds of sports, but I played soccer at the University of Notre Dame. I was fortunate enough to get drafted after that and played 13 years as a professional player in Major League Soccer. 12 of those years were with Sporting Kansas City. I finished my career down in Austin, Texas for one season. I retired about 2 years ago from playing, and to be honest with you, I thought I was going to chill out. You know, I had this big plan in my head, like, I'm gonna play some golf, yeah, I'm going to travel, you know, I'm going to do all these things, and about 2 or 3 weeks into my retirement, one of the first people that texted me after I was done playing was a guy named Dave Johnson. And Dave was a guy, he's the founder and owner of Chicken and Pickle. And he said, hey, Matt, I want to go out and take you out to lunch. And so I was like, oh, sure. I love free lunches. Let's do this. So I sat down and quickly realized, like, this was not just a free lunch. It was a job interview. He's like, you got to come work for us. We're an up-and-coming company. Pickleball is about to blow up. I don't care that you don't know anything about pickleball or my business. You're a competitor. You're an athlete. I just want to hire you. Cool. Long story short, I went home. I was like, yeah, man, I think I'm going to throw out these like retirement plans out the window and I'm going to go for it. So I went all in with Chicken and Pickle. I've been working with them for about a year and a half. And I'm having a blast, man. I'm learning a lot about just business. You know, it's a new world. It's different than what I've done in the past. But man, I love being around sports. I love being around people like you guys. And pickleball is just a fun spot to be right now.
Awesome. And hey, so when you had that meeting with Dave, when was that? I guess what year was that?
Yeah, so that was 2002. Okay. 2022. Yeah, so beginning of 2022. So I'm coming up on almost 2 years.
Okay. It's funny how, you know, being an athlete, how you thought, you know, you could just turn it off and like you were going to play golf and all that. I mean, not to name drop, I think you probably have met Golden Tate or know of Golden Tate, played for the Seahawks. Now he's a big time
pickler.
The guy freaking plays golf 5 days a week. It's so funny. So we were at Golden's house, met his wife, the family, beautiful family. And his wife was telling us, she's like, yeah, she's like, when he stopped playing football, I thought he was just going to be a stay-at-home dad and he was just going to chill out. And that is not the case. And it's so funny, man. I've talked to so many ex-athletes and they can never turn the freaking switch off. Right?
No. I mean, you're right. So I've got a let's tie this into Golden Tate because I got a Golden Tate story for you.
Love it.
So I went to Notre Dame and I was a year ahead of Golden. And awesome. And so I knew Golden, and we actually, because Golden left for the NFL his junior year, which was my senior year. So we actually went pro the same year. So we kind of we had that bond. But
yeah,
I tell you what, this guy, like, Notre Dame was hard academically, at least for me. Like, you had to go to class, you had to study, you know, like, you had to show up and do your work.
Right.
Dude, this guy, Golden, I'm telling you, this dude was, like, playing basketball in the rec, like, every day. He was playing baseball, he was playing golf, tennis, he was going out on the weeknights to the bars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how does this dude do this? Like, all he does is play sports and he goes out. Right. Like, this dude is living the best life, and I don't know how he did it, but he's just a freak athlete. He's a great dude. What a great time. So next time you see Golden, tell him the soccer player from Notre Dame says hi.
That's too funny, man. I totally will.
That's so cool.
And then obviously, so how did you know Dave Johnson? So Dave Johnson, obviously the founder of Chicken and Pickle.
Yeah, so I knew Dave just through living in Kansas City. I was playing pro soccer at the time, and I had helped him out a few times with some charity events.
Okay.
At this place called Chicken and Pickle. And you know, it's kind of a funny, silly name, and I didn't really know what it was about, but man, the second you walk onto their property, I remember the first time when I was going to this charity event, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I plugged it into my phone. I basically just followed the GPS. And I showed up at this place and I was taken back. I'm like, holy cow, where am I? What is this place? I need to learn more, because the energy, just the property itself, it's so unique and it's such a special place.
No, it's so true. I mean, my first glimpse at Chicken and Pickle, like, total party scene, outdoor activities. Some have like the stage set up where they'll have music. Ping pong, cornhole, outdoor pickleball, indoor pickleball, bomb food, cool people. What else you need in life?
Adults.
What else do you need in life,
playground.
Huh?
Amen to that.
Amen, baby. It was so funny. I saw Dave this last weekend in Kansas City, and was telling Dave that we, you know, had some good barbecue at Q39 and had some good barbecue at Joe's. But I said, nothing beats Chicken and Pickle. I'll tell you what. Not only is the experience great, but the food is high level.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, did Dave's head? How big did it?
Huge! I mean, I'm like, Dave, whoa, shrink that thing back down. Yeah.
We talked about that too, like how, like, you guys, that's so cool. Like, I don't know, can you speak a little bit on the food too side, because I feel like that's such a secret,
unique part, right?
Such a that unique part, but like an untold right. story there. I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so happy to. Again, I'm not the food expert, but I have to give Dave credit here, and I don't know if this was luck or he kind of saw this, was seen into the future, but the food, I think, is really what separates Chicken and Pickle from some other places.
Right.
The quality of food, you know, the variation in the menu, the passion for us having such a diversified menu and the quality of food, and because you can go play pickleball at some pretty cool places these days. You know, there's a lot of fun areas to play. But the food, I think, is really what makes it. And it's, again, it's a credit to Dave. Like, I think he saw from the very beginning that there had to be a bunch of different aspects into his vision, and food played a big role in that. And he went out and hired the right people. He went out and pried away, like, these award-winning chefs, where that was their career, and he took them on to Chicken and Pickle, and they created this incredible menu.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. Like, walking into the restaurant area, like, you have the chickens that are rotating, drinks are being poured. There's always a ton of staff there. Like, I always feel like just the hospitality, the customer service. How there's extra staff, just seem very high level. Very efficient. And obviously, we've run plenty of camps there at Chicken and Pickle. And how convenient it is for us to be able to, you know, to have access to running a 2-day camp. And we usually do like a lunch or a dinner, you know, on that first day. and to be able to simply like take 48 campers on, you know, 10 courts or whatever and walk them over to the restaurant, be able to have a meal with them. Super convenient. Honestly, it's been a home run for my camp business.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So just a quick story for the listeners about the chicken. 'Cause when you were kind of describing that rotisserie chicken there, like in the background, when you order and it kind of rotating and, because everybody asks like the name, like chicken and pickle. Why chicken and pickle? So the name comes from obviously pickle. That's the pickleball part. So people walk in, they assume like they're gonna eat a bunch of pickles and there's pickle juice. Like the pickle part is the pickleball.
Hey, you're right.
The chicken part is the
there's
food.
No picklebacks around here.
Yeah. Chicken and pickle. But the chicken part, it comes from one of Dave's favorite restaurants. So Dave for a long time and still does, he goes down to the Caribbean for vacation. He's got a vacation home down there.
Okay.
And one of his favorite spots down there is called Chicken. It's a Caribbean wood-fired restaurant down there. And so when he was coming up with this restaurant concept, he's like, I'm going to bring that back to Kansas City, and I'm going to combine it with pickleball. And most people said he's absolutely crazy, like chicken. And 'cause Kansas City's known for barbecue. They're known steak for and sure. beef. And
it's like, and a, so I think it's like the a chicken crime part to even really talk about unique. Chicken.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, that's the story. That's the origin of chicken and pickle. It came from Dave's favorite restaurant down in the Caribbean. And then the pickleball part is just, the sport.
And I was kind of blown away too. I know you guys are really big into community and stuff, and I'm sure we'll touch on that. But also even from the food, I mean, where you can, you know, trying to source that locally, and leaning into like family farms and things like that. Like, I mean, that's a cool story there too. Right. Just everybody.
Yeah, no, it is. And again, I'm not the expert on the food, but I know that Dave is very intentional and passionate about hiring the right people to be in our kitchens and to lead, that part of the business. And those people are passionate about being as local as you can.
Can you speak on how I think it holds value for Dave to have ex-athletes being a part of Chicken and Pickle, like yourself, that very tall man that plays basketball over in Europe. You have Dieter. So I guess why go the route of hiring on ex-athletes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, what's happening right now at Chicken and Pickle, there's so much growth. And things are expanding quickly. Like, you've got to be on a team, and you can't do it by yourself. And so there's a bunch of teams that are forming at Chicken and Pickle. That's the only way to do it. And so I think with athletes, most athletes are very comfortable being on a team. You've all grown up being on teams. You play different roles. You play hybrid roles. That's another thing at Chicken and Pickle. Like, there's so much to do that people have to. You've got to take a marketing call. You know, you've got to do a pickleball thing. You've got to do a community. Like, you really do a little bit of everything.
That's cool.
And I think athletes are just naturally able to do that. You're able to adapt and kind of just roll with the punches. So, yeah, man, I love that shout out for Dieter and Garrett Stutz.
Garrett Stutz
that you're talking about.
Yeah, and two stellar guys. I mean, Love Dieter, met Garrett a handful of times as well. Every time I see him, I'm always looking up like this. But and me being an athlete and me coming to Chicken and Pickle that first time, meeting you, meeting Dieter, meeting the whole gang, like, it made me feel at home too. You know, seeing other athletes
awesome.
There, being able to share stories.
Yeah, for sure.
Boys can be boys, and yeah, you know, it's just.
And did I hear this right? So is Kelly an ex Kansas City cheerleader? Is that right?
That is correct.
What?
Yeah, Kelly Aldridge. Yeah, so she,
I'm sure she was a looker.
Athlete too.
As she still is.
Yeah, so she grew up a big tennis player down in Wichita, and then went to Kansas State. She was a cheerleader at Kansas State. A classy cat is what they call
classy?
Themselves.
Classy. Oh
she
yeah.
Moved on. She was a cheerleader for the Kansas City Chiefs for a while as well.
That's awesome.
So cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, if you don't mind.
Tyson, I want to ask you, sorry, I want to ask you a pickleball, a tactic or I guess just a question, get your opinion.
What's up?
So we brought up Garrett Stutz, right? So Garrett is a 7 foot tall. He's a ex-pro basketball player.
Right.
So I was playing pickleball with him and we were playing in this like fun tournament or whatever. We thought it would be a good idea, like as a, as a tactic before the game to warm up, to just feed him balls, like feed him lobs, and for him just to spike it right at the net because he was 7 feet tall.
Right.
And I think it worked. It scared our opponents because they just like kept staring at him. But when we started the match, I think it backfired because all we warmed up, we just did lobs and overheads, lobs and overheads, and we couldn't hit any ground strokes or dinks.
That's
so
funny. No. You gotta work on the soft game.
You gotta have the full warm up.
You can't just expect that Garrett gets an overhead on every single point.
Yeah, you're right. That was our mistake.
But no, I think warming up, you know, as you're getting warmed up for a match, you should kind of warm up everything. I have a little set 5-minute tournament warm up. But I think, you know, getting a good mixture of dinking, quick volleys, block volleys, you know, doing some stuff in transition, but just kind of working all areas, I feel like is very necessary versus taking the tactic of trying to scare your opponents and just show them how hard Garrett can hit overhead.
I will say one thing Tyson does teach, though, is to pay attention to your opponents during a warm-up.
Yeah, you can get a little insight just by, you know, peeking over there.
That's smart.
Seeing some tendencies.
You're a true athlete. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Peter would love that, you know, watching film a little bit on the football field. I love that.
Yeah,
for sure. But no, I mean, playing tournaments are fun. Obviously, you only have control of yourself. But it's funny how when you're in that moment, like you get so focused on things that are outside of your control, like people watching or your opponents or, you know. But if there's one thing that totally helps me going into matches, it's having a set game plan, only focusing on myself, only focusing on things that I can control. And at the end of the day, it seems like some of the best athletes in the world are selfish in that sense. And so at the end of the day, focus on yourself. And during that warm up, I would work on a couple more things than just the overhead.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson McGuffin from the man himself. We'll take that to heart.
Hey, you know, even though Dylan, you know, local hero, also brand ambassador of Chicken and Pickle, kicked my ass on center court in front of the Kansas City crowd. And I think Dave and Kelly were there to witness the bloodbath.
I saw a sign in the crowd that said Dill Pickle.
It was Dill Pickle, baby. Ooh, oh yeah.
That's pretty good. I thought it was clever.
That is too stinking funny.
Tyson, you've been tearing it up lately, man. It's been fun to watch.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks, man. Yeah, haven't had myself a couple good weeks. I'm finally healthy now, not injured, and I feel like the last couple weeks I've found my best self and been able to, you know, keep the level high and sustain my level. And to get a triple crown in Brigham City, be the second male player in history to ever get a triple crown. Obviously, Ben and Anna Lee weren't there. But something special to me, something special to my whole team. And just like the road that I've had this year with, like, you know, tore my hip labrum, tore my plantar fascia, tendinosis in my elbow, got a bunch of plasma, got a couple stem cell IVs, just where I've come. And like the leaps and bounds and the little hurdles that I've gone through was pretty special to do it there in Brigham City. I've had good history there. And no, man, honestly, it was, I don't know if you saw my interview, but I knew I was going to get emotional, and I totally got emotional as I was trying to do my last little interview there. But overall, man, no, we're super blessed and happy that we're part of Chicken and Pickle, and it's been a great partnership. We've been with you guys for what, 2 or 3 years now? Not only is it an athlete partnership, but we have a camp sponsorship as well, and we teach at most of the Chicken and Pickles nationwide. Matt, if you don't mind, tell my viewers and listeners how many locations you guys have, how many you're looking to have by the end of the year, what are some of the more popular locations, but I guess just what you guys have in the works.
Yeah, so that's the question we get asked the most from everybody. Hey, where are you guys going next?
Yeah, right. Where are you guys going next, man? Come on, come to Seattle.
Yeah. It's a fun question to answer, but so right now we have 8 locations that are open. We have 2 in Kansas City, 1 in Oklahoma City, Wichita. We've got 3 in Texas, and we just opened in Glendale, Arizona, which is exciting. We've announced about 7 or maybe 8 more locations. So those are officially coming. We've got Henderson, Nevada, which is right outside of Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We've got 2 in the Denver area, Thornton and Parker, Colorado. We're going to St. Charles, Missouri, which is outside of St. Louis. We're going to Fishers, Indiana, which is outside Indianapolis. We are going to, oh, another one down in Texas, Webster, Texas, which is around the Houston area. So those are the ones that we've officially announced. Man, I could go down the list of stuff that we're looking at. That's probably 50 cities long.
But by the end, let's say by the end of 2024, I guess, is there any more that are opening outside of the eight this year?
I would say no. Okay, I think the eight that I listed, right, that's probably the target is by the end of 2024. Now within the next six to 12 months, I anticipate us announcing more locations. But as of now, those are the ones that have been announced, because once you announce, I mean, it still takes, you know, every location is different, but it's still quite a long process for you to actually open up your store, just because you got to get the site ready, construction, you got to build all that stuff.
Right. Right.
Awesome. Where do you want us to go? If you had to pick a city, where do you want?
So obviously I'm located in North Idaho. There's not a whole lot going on in Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful area. Just smaller.
But we have Spokane. Spokane's a big metropolitan area right next to us.
There is so much stupid pickleball in the Spokane area and the North Idaho area that I think in North Idaho, there's two indoor locations. In Spokane, there's like three indoor locations. And so obviously Chicken and Pickle doesn't compete with anybody because they crush. But just letting you know that in our area, there is plenty of indoor locations already. Obviously, they don't have the food aspect. They don't have the shine that Chicken and Pickle does. But if there's one area that I've heard from people that are dying for a Chicken and Pickle location at, and it is a very historical place because pickleball was invented there, Seattle is dying. Seattle. I mean, there is freaking so many diehard junkies in Seattle that are itching and praying for an indoor facility.
And they're OGs, right?
And they're OGs. They've been playing for years. I mean, they started out at like the Seattle Community Center about, you know, three decades ago.
With wooden paddles.
And they are ready, baby. Give them one, Matt.
Okay, we'll do our best. No promises. But, I mean, I feel like we're the OG pickleball entertainment spot.
Match,
so
we
100%. 100%. That's too funny.
Oh, my gosh. So cool.
Give me one second.
All right, Tyson, I got another question for you. This is, I thought I was going to come on like you guys are asking me questions, but I got to ask you questions.
What's up?
Because I'm honored to be on your podcast. Oh, so I want to know, we're talking about Chicken and Pickle. I want to know, for our sake, give us your dream foursome on the pickleball court. So you're spending a night at Chicken and Pickle.
Okay.
It's Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
You and your boys or family or girls, whoever you want to, you're going there. You know, you play about an hour to a pickleball.
Okay.
Afterwards, you have dinner and a beer. Like, give us your foursome. So you and three others. Dream foursome.
Well, so is it competitive or is it family related?
Ooh, I mean, that's for you to decide. It could be people that have never played before, if that's the route you want to go.
Right.
Or if you want to, like, get a nice session in and, like, grind a little bit, then it's your call.
Right. So, So yeah, I'm gonna go the route of, let's fast forward like 5 years from now, and let's say I have my wife, or actually no, my wife is gonna be watching. It's gonna be Mac, who right now is 2 years old. 5 years from now he'd be seven, and then it'd be Banks, who's 3 years old right now. She'd be a little older, and then my son Ty. So you know, me, my three youngers, all playing like an hour of pickle. Wifey's watching.
How special.
Heckling us, giving us a hard time. Sky under the lights.
Skyman's cheering from
Skyman's cheering our oldest, and we're able to have a nice meal after, and I can have one of those NKC spicy chicken sandwiches. Game over, Matt. Home run, buddy.
I love it.
Our little one, I don't know, Matt, if you've seen on stories, but our littlest one, Mac, who will be
always decked
here
out in chicken. So, hang on. Something that consumes about 80% of our children's closet is Chicken and Pickle gear. Honestly, you guys, I swear, whether it's the locations, it's the food, or it's the merch that you give
to
to athletes, to your brand ambassadors, or to
kiddos.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, my kids are totally decked out. Too funny. Chicken and pickle stuff everywhere.
When we pack, when we pack to travel, like that's all the kids grab.
Yeah,
for
right,
us,
right.
That's all they want to wear. Right. So,
and we got to send them some more stuff. It's funny because on the broadcast from the PPA in Kansas City a while back, Lindsay Vermillion, who you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Lindsay's got like a 2 or 3 year old son. His name's Nash. Same thing. He was decked out in chicken and pickle, and that was broadcasted on Amazon Prime that weekend. And that's so awesome. It was awesome to see like little Nash. He had his paddle, and he's just a 3 year old just balling out on the courts, and he was decked out in CMP gear.
We gotta get Nash and Mac playing together.
Yeah.
Sounds like
what my wife was saying is that our little guy Mac has this little tiny mini paddle. Yeah. Sucker paddle right now. And I swear, like, he just started preschool, and he does not let that paddle go. And it's funny because nobody in our family is left-handed. This actually works out for him because there's not a lot of lefties out there. But he's been holding the paddle with his left hand. But literally, he walks around the house all day long for the last couple of weeks, paddle in left hand, ball in the other, and won't let it go. So his first day at preschool, we drop him off, take his paddle away, take his ball away. We get a call about 20 minutes later. The teacher's like, yeah, he's totally panicking, doesn't want to be here. Come pick him up. He lasted 30 minutes. He couldn't handle it that he didn't have his paddle, his ball.
As soon as I pick him up, he's like, where's my paddle? And I, of course, had it right in the car for him. But I'm not kidding. This goes way well beyond this. It's like he sleeps with it. It's in his crib.
Honestly.
He showers with it. It doesn't leave. We're boarding flights.
The guy's gonna be a gangster.
He cries through security because he's got to give it up to go through security. I mean,
he's hooked.
He's
hooked.
Oh, sad. Kids are the best. We got to get this guy a contract.
Come on.
MLP, PPA. I don't know.
MLP sign.
Right now. Sign, but you know, yeah, there you go.
Pay him six figures now, right? We all know he's going to be great.
Homeschool, he'll be a top athlete by the time he's five.
Too stinking funny. let's see here. So, as a sponsor of top players like myself, what value do you guys see in supporting the professional side of pickleball? Like with having brand ambassadors like myself, Lauren Stratman, the Johnsons, you guys have Dylan Frazier, and I would assume a wide range of others. But what value, I guess, do you guys see in having professional pickleball players be brand ambassadors of CMP?
Yeah, I mean, so I think just in general, it's all about the person, first and foremost. That's who or what we care about the most. Yes, we want to, you know, get involved with popular pickleball players that have great followings and, you know, social media followers and all that stuff. And we want people that do well on the court. But the most important thing is who they are as a person. That's something that we talk about all the time. But I think with you specifically, I mean, you're the man. You're the OG. Like, you are you know, one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in pickleball. And so I think when Dave Johnson and some of our other leadership staff members, when they saw you for the first time in person, I could see it right now. Like, Dave probably went and said, who is that guy? And how do we get him on our team? How do we get him involved in chicken and pickle? And I think going forward from there, you know, we want to be intentional about, you know, having a relationship with our players, having a relationship with you.
Right.
We don't want it to be transactional where we're like, hey, everybody, look, we sponsor Tyson McGuffin. Tyson McGuffin's part of our team. You know, do some posts on social media and that be it. And everybody's happy. Like, we want more than that. And that's why we are doing stuff like this with you. That's why we love to send you guys good luck, you know, texts or emails, or we truly feel like you are part of our family, like you are part of our team. And that's how we want it to be.
Yeah. And that's 100% how we felt since day one.
100%.
No, Dave, 100%. Kelly, yourself, Garrett, Dieter,
everybody. Yeah. Everybody's just so sweet and kind and truly, I mean, all of our brands that we work with, we've been so blessed, but like, it's not just a product for us. It's not just a location. It's not just a business. Like, we truly believe in our partnerships and, like, really, it's been such a cool experience. Like, like your whole team, if you took every little individual person, their individual story, their individual personality, their ability to care, their ability to want to see success, not just in your business in chicken and pickle, but in the sport of pickleball, you know, and like us joking and like walking into the Kansas City venue and right away seeing the booth and like there's like a bunch of jokes flying and like everybody's like so happy to see each other and like hugs and, you know, it's just so cool. It makes like none of this feels like work, you know, you know, it just makes you feel it's just so cool.
Well said, man.
So Matt, Chicken and Pickle is not just about pickleball. It's about creating a community. Can you elaborate on how the sport of pickleball has influenced the community you've built there at CMP?
Yeah, that's a great question. So community is really the heartbeat of everything that we do at Chicken and Pickle. It's mentioned numerous times in our mission statement. So our mission statement is to provide an atmosphere that fosters fun, friendship, and community. And I think, you know, everyone talks about COVID, you know, going back to 2020, it was just a crazy time for everybody. And, you know, I think what a lot of us learned was that we need that connection. Like we need interaction. We need, you know, that human connection and community. That is exactly what Chicken and Pickle is. When you walk onto property, you immediately sense, you know, that feeling of community, like you're there to socialize, to put your cell phone down for an hour. You know, it's pretty hard to play pickleball with your cell phone, right?
Right.
So you've got to put it down and you've got to laugh and compete and sweat and eat and drink and all of that stuff. Like we were missing a lot of that during COVID. So I think coming out of COVID, we really focused a lot on community. And if I can, I want to tell a quick story about how community became such a big part of the company. So when Dave started the company, you know, Dave's a pretty big businessman, super smart, successful. You know, he's thinking about numbers. He's thinking he wants to sell and he wants to make money and all that stuff. And Kelly Aldridge, our president of Chicken and Pickle, she was a customer first at Chicken and Pickle. So she would come in and play pickleball. And she approached Dave one time during the first year and said, "Hey, Dave, would you mind if I brought in a charity event to Chicken and Pickle on a Saturday morning?" And this was like Saturday morning from like 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., like not prime time for a restaurant. And it was February in Kansas City. It was freezing. And Dave said, "Sure, why not? Like, I'll try that." So Kelly had hosted her charity event at Chicken and Pickle. And there was like 300 people that showed up and they were raising money for a great cause. Everybody was having fun. They were playing pickleball. They were eating, they were drinking. And all of a sudden Dave's like, "Holy cow, we just impacted the community in an incredible way. And we also had a great day at Chicken and Pickle. We sold a lot of food and drink and played pickleball." So, I think Dave sent an email to Kelly, was like, "Hey, come and meet me on Monday morning." They went and met. Dave hired Kelly, and now we're sitting here. Kelly Aldridge is the president of Chicken and Pickle.
That's so awesome. Cool. But I didn't know that story. That's way too cool.
Yeah. And I guess to like elaborate on that, I mean, I know anytime we've ever gone there, there's at least, I mean, three things going on. It feels like there's almost like, and I won't say daily, but like it seems like you guys have like charity events or community events just going all throughout the week. Like the socials are just filled with different really cool things you guys represent. And then I know even I think I saw like your employees have like a community day where they can go out and help in the community. I mean, can you elaborate on some
of
that?
Yeah. So that's called Our Hearts, Our Local Day. It's a company-wide day. So Chicken and Pickle is closed on 2 days out of the year, Christmas and Our Hearts, Our Local Day. That's it. Our Hearts, Our Local Day, all the properties close down for the entire day. And it is a day where all staff members go out into their local communities and they volunteer.
That's cool.
And it's that initiative started a couple years ago and it's just grown every year. And it's really an incredible experience. You know, you talk about teams and being on a team and bonding. It's a really fun day for everybody involved.
Awesome. Hey, can you discuss any more programs or any more like initiatives that Chicken and Pickle is introducing to get more people of all ages and backgrounds involved in pickleball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're always looking to partner with local organizations and charity groups to get people on property playing pickleball for the first time. We're doing a couple charity events with an organization called Pickleball Cares. They're coming onto our properties a couple times here in the next couple months. We've actually been inspired by you and your Tyson McGuffin camps, and we've really focused on summer camps with kids. We feel like for the first time this summer, I mean, right, pickleball, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're the pickleball expert, but like pickleball kind of started, it had the stigma like old people, and then it like transferred into like tennis people and competitive, and like it hadn't quite gotten down to kids, I think, until recently.
No, so true.
Like this summer we were blown away. Like kids want to play pickleball. They want to learn, they want to take lessons, they want to do camps. And so that's something that we're really excited to start focusing on, is like giving these kids an opportunity to like make pickleball like their own sport, you know, go and practice, go and get a coach, like go and compete in tournaments and everything.
Yeah, that's neat.
So cool.
And I know like youth pickleball, you know, there's AAU pickleball. There's starting to be some middle school pickleball in like Simi Valley, Orange County area. PPA starting to offer youth events. Now we have intramural, you know, teams as well.
Colleges are doing some club.
Intramural club. Yep. We had like the club, you know, pickleball national title last year. Dupers is getting involved with college pickleball. Definitely a fun time for, just to see the progression and to see some of the outlets and some of the programs that are being offered to, you know, some of these, youth players.
Yeah, one
yeah
thing
totally. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just gonna say we're really excited, and we think, you know, the future is very bright. And I mean, Tyson, you play a pretty big role in all of that. I mean, I think there's probably a ton of kids out there that look up to you. And like, I mean, 5 years ago, there's probably nobody that was like, oh, I want to grow up and be Tyson McGuffin. Maybe there was, but like now it's incredible. Like there's kids that are watching you,
right?
And like, that's what I want to be. Like, I want to be that guy. I want to go play pickleball. Like that's got to be kind of crazy to think about, right?
No, if there's something that holds true to me, it's being a good role model for my kids and being a good role model for, obviously, you know, for the youth. And I run, you know, free PPA kid stuff, before PPA tournaments. I've done stuff in the community, you know, here in Coeur d'Alene. And I mean, just like what you had mentioned, it's so true that next generation that comes up is going to be much younger than me. It's going to be a much better athlete. And so if I can help steer that down the right path, if I can help be the role model, without breaking too many paddles on the sideline, I will gladly do that.
And I think that it's funny, like in the kids clinics, like, it's so fun to see kids from every different background. Some have never even been
all
able to
walks
play
of life,
a sport,
yeah, for
you know,
sure.
Some right. show up without a paddle in no, their hand, sure. you know, right. some show up, because it's just something free and parents are looking for something for the kids to do. So we've seen it all, and you kind of cover, it's a short 1 to 2 hour thing, but, you know, ego's not your amigo and here's how we compete. And,
right.
I mean,
no, I just kind of get into like that. My background as, you know, as a wrestler, how you like respect your opponents, how you don't talk trash, how you don't chirp, fear nobody, but like respect everybody. Right. And so anyhow, so I go through my little mental concept of how I live and how I've grown up. And then I'll usually show like one little fundamental, but just that hour, like, how I'm able to touch a wide range of kids, how I'm able to educate the parents. I always have the parents come in and help. I don't bring any of their teaching pros in. So I'll show parents different drills and stuff like that. They can take home and do with their kids. No, I never thought I would be in this position doing the things that I'm doing. And obviously we're trying to influence as many people as we can, whether it's a 65-year-old grandma that's a total diehard that loves watching me, or it's a 5-year-old kid, you know?
Yeah, so, give back to this sport that's given us so much.
For sure.
And we're super excited to see the growth of it, and just, I mean, sky's the limit. I mean, there's no other sport out there that is so affordable, accessible, and everybody can play. And I just think that's so cool.
So, Matt, I got one last question here, brother. So for those who are new to the sport or just hearing about Chicken and Pickle for the first time, what would you want those people to know? New to the sport, or never been to a Chicken and Pickle. What's this like the major selling point? Yeah, about Chicken and Pickle.
Yeah, I would say like just take a chance. T- take a chance on the game, take a chance on us. One of my favorite aspects about being around Chicken and Pickle is getting to witness somebody experience our property for the first time. It's really fun to just watch their reaction when they walk on property.
Right.
And their eyes light up. They start smiling. They say, "Oh, I didn't think it was going to be like this." Because it's kind of a tough place to explain. You know, right. you just kind of have to go there. And so, you know, you just see them, they're enjoying themselves and they get all excited, and it kind of takes them back to, like, you know, whatever stage of life they are, but it takes them back to this like innocent kid freedom. Like, you go out there and you just have fun.
Right.
All your worries go away. You know, and not to mention, like, the pickleball's fun. We've got great food. We got great drinks. We have awesome event spaces.
Right.
So there really is a place for everybody. We've got a game yard that's got all kinds of like yard games, you know, like the tailgating games. Actually, in two of our locations, we turn the game yard into an ice skating rink in the wintertime.
Yeah,
in some of our colder climates.
I have seen that. Super cool.
Yeah, but really, we've got something for everybody. And that's the great thing about Chicken and Pickle and pickleball. I think they just line up perfectly because pickleball is all-inclusive. Almost anybody and everybody can play, and that's one of the great parts about the game. Chicken and Pickle's the same way.
Love it.
Awesome.
All right, Matt. Well, finally, it was great. It's great to get you on here. I know we've tried for the last year or so, and too bad we couldn't get Dieter on here. But
we'll do another episode for sure.
Hey, good luck.
First of many.
Good luck in your next tournament. And before your next tournament, if you want to come get MacGuffined, you know, come to one of my 2-day camps, get your ass there. Or hey, if you just want a simple little 5-minute phone call, you know, talking through tactics and all that, give me a call.
We have Cincinnati coming up. I think we've got like 10 spots left.
Honestly, what we should do like a yearly Chicken and Pickle employee camp. I take care of the whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 2-day deal. We add some activities to it.
Put a charity component to it.
I mean, freaking why the heck not?
Let's do it.
Hey, get everybody MacGuffin.
I don't know if you can see me right now. My eyes are this big. my eyes are just lit up. Let's make it happen.
Love it. All right, Mr. Beasler, thanks again for coming on, buddy. And tell everybody at CMP that we say hi and thank you, and that the MacGuffins are not going anywhere. We will be brand ambassadors for as long as possible.
We love you guys, and you guys are truly family.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Tyson. Thanks, Meg. It's great to see you and talk with you.
All right, buddy.
Good luck the rest of the year.
Take care, guys. Man.